Well, greetings in the name of Jesus. This is Bishop Harry Wood with Foundational Faith, and it's a pleasure to be able to come back to our podcast family today as we're going to be talking more about prayer. I don't even feel like we've even started where we want to go with this teaching, but I want to say today that I hope that what we've already done has been a blessing to you and an encouragement to your heart today to receive from God. Now, we want to just bring up just a couple things to your thought today. If you've got your Bible, we'd like to encourage you to turn with us to Matthew's Gospel, chapter number 17. We're going to take a passage of Scripture there. We're going to be looking at several things about prayer over the next little bit. Again, I want to remind you, we are working on some other things, such as our From the Pulpit. We'll be doing some sermons that we have done in the past. But today, we want to go back to prayer, and I hope that you've been able to make a note of Matthew chapter 17, or you have been able to turn there with us as you are hearing this podcast. We're so thankful to have all of our podcast family from different places around the world. In the 17th chapter of the book of Matthew, we see a passage of Scripture that would be during the time of the ministry of Jesus, and of course it would have also included those of his disciples in ministry. Now, the reason that I'm bringing this passage of Scripture up to us today is the reason for that is how important prayer is in our everyday life, even our relationship with God, to even have a relationship with God, because even prayer is how we become a believer. But I want to say today that the importance of having a prayer life is to keep ourselves focused in the realm and the presence of God, and also in proper communication with God. And today there is an element of the factor of the importance of prayer that we want to touch on, because with this that we're going to read and look at today, I want to emphasize how important that prayer is. I want to read the Scriptures, and then I've got a few things that I want to bring to our attention of some others that have said something about prayer. It says in the 17th verse, it says there, "Then Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him hither to me. And Jesus rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. Then came the disciples to Jesus apart and said, Why could not we cast him out? And Jesus said unto them, Because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as the grain of a mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, Remove hence to yonder place, and it shall be removed, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Howbeit, this kind goeth not out but by prayer and fasting." Now, I want to give some insight to that passage of Scripture, and then I want to make a quote of a couple people that may be familiar to you from church history or from that of ministers. But we see in this passage of Scripture that they're in the midst of ministry, and Jesus has even sent the disciples out, and they come on a situation where there is a demonic boy that needs to be healed. And apparently they are not having a very successful day in ministry. And when this takes place, Jesus comes on the scene at some time, and Jesus, of course, takes care of the situation. But then the disciples come and they ask him quietly or to themselves why they could not have gotten this done, this area of ministry of this demonic spirit to be taken and lifted off of this child. And Jesus begins to talk to them about their lack of faith or their faithlessness, or it says, "Oh, faithless and perverse generation." He goes on and he talks about how that even in verse number 20, Jesus said unto them, he's talking to his disciples exactly to them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed. Jesus is making a statement here that I think that's very important for us. As we begin to think about prayer and being those of people of prayer. Now, we can be a believer, but not be people of prayer. And that is detrimental to our life spiritually. And we find that Jesus here tells them that they, he talks about even the quantity, not the quality, but the quantity of prayer. I mean, just basing it on the grain of a mustard seed, the smallest possible seed, or one of the smallest seeds in the world, how that it doesn't take a lot of faith. It's operating in our faith. And I want to say this, as a minister and as a pastor over the years, I have had people to personally come to me, and I know what they're asking. I know their heart is true. I know they're being honest, and they'll come to the altar. They'll come and they'll say, Pastor or preacher, would you pray that God would increase my faith? And folks, I have learned to tell people, no, I will not pray that God increase your faith. I will pray with you that God will help you to exercise and act upon your faith. Because as we grow and mature, God will honor the faith that we operate in. Every one of us have a measure of faith. Thank God, whether it's a mustard seed or whether it be whatever, I want in calculation. But I want us to understand today that Jesus is dealing with the fact that if we are going to be effective in prayer, we definitely need to realize that unbelief in no way can be a part of the equation. That's the reason prayer is not answered. And prayer is to be a fact of our life. It's not something we talk about just wanting to do. It should be a manner of our life. I want to just mention what Charles Spurgeon said. This is a quote. Prayer is the Christian lifeline to God, and with it, lives are changed for eternity. That is powerful. Then E.M. Bounds, that has wrote on prayer himself, people who pray want all that God has for them. They are not satisfied with anything like a low religious life that is vague of indefinitely, but they want the deepest work of grace possible. They are not after being saved from sin, but saved from all sin, both inward, outward. They are after not only deliverance from sinning, but from sin itself, from its power and its pollution. They are after holiness from the heart, from the heart and life. Then I believe that we can understand how, and that was a quote from E.M. Bounds, and then we can understand that the standard of the Bible is a standard of prayer. Prayer will mold our lives. It will mold our lives. Now, Jesus here in this passage of Scripture, before we leave you today, he gives an emphasis of something that is part of the possibility of the equation. Well, I said possibility. It is a part, and it's another teaching within itself, and it's misunderstood many times. And we see in that last passage of Scripture, verse number 21, it says, how be this kind goeth out but by prayer and fasting. Now, we know that prayer is no more than talking to God, no more than communication, and definitely it should be that has been based upon what God has said about the matter. If we know what God said about it, that's what we can speak, and God will manifest his direct will in those matters. We find that Jesus here tells his disciples, howbeit this kind goeth not out but by prayer and fasting. immediately, most people, when we hear the word fasting, we say, okay, that is restraining from food. I want to use another word that I think is more definite to what we need to realize that fasting is. Fasting is discipling ourselves. It is discipling ourselves. Let me say it like this. Even to come to a life of prayer is discipling ourselves, that we have been willing to set aside things that we will be in the mode and the time and the appointment of prayer. Even the act of prayer should be motivated by those things that we will push to the side, or we will discipline ourselves to a time of prayer, and also we will be conscious, and we will be listening, and we will know the voice of the Holy Spirit that will even call us to times of prayer. Folks, I think that's important in the believer's life, that we get conscious to the point that we know the wooing of the Holy Spirit that will direct us to stop what we're doing, or to come conscious of that moment, whether we're driving down the road or we're working on our jobs or what, that we can go to the very effectiveness of prayer. Prayer is not in a cathedral, as I said before. It's not just at an altar. It is everywhere. In our last episode, we talked about how that everywhere, men lifting up holy hands and praying to God. Folks, I want us to get excited about a prayer life. And you say, well, I don't know about praying. I don't know how to pray. And Jesus' disciples came to him and asked that very question. Lord, teach us to pray. Listen, that's a part of what we're going to do with this study. We're going to go over some things that will encourage us and to instruct us and to help us to become better with our prayer life. But I want to say today, first of all, I believe that every person that's listening to this podcast today, this broadcast, I want to encourage you to become a better person of prayer. And it's going to start when you're willing to operate in whatever faith that you have and exercise upon what God said about the matter and pray what God said. And then also that we realize that part of fasting is discipling ourselves. Yes, it may come to the point that we need to push the plate away and not eat for a period of time. I believe that that could be very important. But I want us to look at that thought again. One more time, I want to reemphasize it. How that Jesus said, howbeit this kind goeth not out but by prayer and fasting. Here they had not had success with ministry that day. And Jesus says the reason is because there's issues in your prayer life. Jesus is telling them that they are to be disciplined in their prayer. Listen today, I hope that this has been a word that has spoken to each and every one of our hearts today. I pray that it will help you as you take these teachings. I want to encourage you to share them with other people. Share them with others. Listen again. And as this song, as we're going out, says something about all things are possible. Just listen as we fade away. Until the next time, God bless you is our prayer.